Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Hello, visionaries. I'm Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, ready to guide you through the pivotal role of Chief of Party. As architects of change within USAID, your leadership will shape the future of development and humanitarian assistance work. In today's episode, we'll focus on the art of stakeholder strategy, turning a network of interest into a powerful alliance for your project. Together, we'll unpack how to channel diverse perspectives into a unified force for achieving impactful outcomes. Today's spotlight is on mastering stakeholder strategy, critical to orchestrating successful project planning. We'll delve into how fostering stakeholder involvement and influence can elevate your USAID project from well-intended to well-embedded in the communities and systems you aim to uplift. Now, stakeholder strategy is about more than engagement. It's about empowerment. Consider the tangible impact of USAID's Health and Finance Governance Project. While it ended in 2018, the project bolstered health systems by integrating stakeholder feedback into its design. The team worked with stakeholders inside and outside the health sector to build skills, capacity, health security, and resilience. Let me give you another example. USAID has a long and rich history supporting Cambodia's effort to conserve biodiversity. Projects have been put in place to promote sustainable economic growth and even encourage social inclusion. The Greening Prey Lang project included a systematic and adaptive approach to stakeholder engagement. Now, all of this was codified in the project's stakeholder engagement strategy. The effort also included a communications and outreach strategy and a gender and social inclusion strategy and plan. The team also conducted stakeholder mapping that included a literature review and also a consultation at both the national and subnational levels. The goal of this stakeholder mapping was to identify key stakeholder groups to be engaged in the co-generating and co-implementing of the project's vision and its strategy. Now, these groups that were chosen had the most significant stake and potentially the greatest influence that could be enabling influence or obstructing influence over the project's outcomes. Now, identifying and engaging the key stakeholder groups allowed the project to be grounded in stakeholder representation and meaningful engagement principles. This all contributed to the success of the project. The process included a literature review, consultation meetings with networks and partners, national stakeholder consultation workshops, subnational stakeholder consultation meetings, and subnational stakeholder consultation workshops. A lot of work went into this to make sure that the stakeholder voice was included in the project's implementation and design. The team also identified mechanisms key to supporting clear communication between stakeholders in the project. They also identified mechanisms that influenced engagement between stakeholders and also strengthening the capacity of stakeholders to engage throughout the life of the activity. They learned a key lesson: avoid stakeholder engagement activities that are ineffective, inefficient, or hurt meaningful stakeholder engagement in Cambodia. The feedback was very specific. Don't participate in political party activities or create new stakeholder engagement mechanisms that are unnecessary, or mechanisms that, well, don't have a clear purpose or been shown previously to be ineffective in Cambodia. As a chief of party, how will you elevate stakeholder engagement to a level where collaboration, influence, and shared objectives become the bedrock of your project's success? You can initiate by identifying each stakeholder's sphere of influence and interest. You can create forums for open dialogue where stakeholder insights inform strategic decision-making in your project. At the Partnerships Incubator, we took a lot of time engaging with our stakeholders and trying to understand some of the pain points that they felt for engagement with USAID, for example. We worked very hard to align our project's milestones with stakeholder values and the mission of USAID. What's it all about? It's about formulating a shared vision that resonates with all parties. We used to talk about influencing the decision-making of the USAID ecosystem. We sought to answer the question, who's at the table? If we say USAID ecosystem, we have a chance to look at each of the parties participating, each of the stakeholders, where we took the time to nurture trust with transparency and regular communication. We have even offered stakeholders a sense of ownership. We've set up the Partner Advisory Council, where we've got representatives from different places in the USAID ecosystem. We've involved that Partner Advisory Council in setting milestones and defining success. What does success mean for the incubator? We have clear evidence of how we've turned their input into action. What's important in this kind of setting, again, is to celebrate the joint accomplishments. We have to reinforce the value of each stakeholder's contribution to our project's progression. We've had a lot of inputs from stakeholders across the USAID ecosystem. If you were to ask, have they contributed to the success of your project? Absolutely. Have they played a role in influencing your decision-making? Without a question. Our role as a chief of party is about crafting activities and a narrative where every single stakeholder plays a pivotal role in writing the story of the work that we do, a story where their chapter is essential. This is Donna Vincent Roa signing off with a commitment to inclusive leadership. Remember, a project's strength lies in its unity with its stakeholders. Lead with collaboration and let every stakeholder be a part of your success.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party Success in Your First 90 Days Microcast, your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact, one USAID-funded project at a time.